W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Okay, please be seated, everybody. Everyone's back from lunch, and I heard there was a proffer in our works.
Yes, before...
I've got a Lindsay Masika and Cheryl Westmore something, Westmoreland, in the on Zoom right this second.
The attorney is Lindsay Masika.
Do I need to put them in... in the waiting room first, or?
Well, we can do the proffer real quick, but then before we actually do her testimony, we wanted to play a snippet of Mr. Kowalski's deposition.
Are we doing a proffer now, and do I need Lindsay Masika here, or do I need to put her in the...
We can do the proffer, Jeff.
Okay. Lindsay Masika and... Attorney Westmoreland, if you could. And Attorney Westmoreland, let's turn on your Zoom. Thank you.
Your Honor, my name is Ashley Deanne Fields. I'm an attorney with DCF, Miss Westmoreland. Is under the weather today, so I'm subbing in for her.
Okay. Yeah, can you tell me your name again?
Deanne, D-E-A-N-N-E, Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S.
And
I'm also an attorney for DCF.
And Ms. Fields, is Deanne, is the A capital, or is it just lowercase a?
It's just lowercase a.
And did I do that properly? If you look, did I get it properly?
That's correct.
Okay.
That was impressive. Changed her name.
This, and just so the transcript's clear, this is a proffer. Ms. Masika, are you currently in the state of Florida?
Yes, sir.
Please raise your right hand to be sworn as a witness. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you give is the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Please lower your hand. Ms. Or who's starting the proffer?
Can I just explain to Ms. Masika, because I didn't
sure.
about what they're... So, Ms. Masika, the jury is not in the room.
but we're just going to do a proffer of what your testimony is going to be. And then when the jury comes in, I'm going to have to ask you the same questions again. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to skip background. But Ms. Masika, back in October of 2016, you were working as a CPI supervisor, correct?
Correct.
All right. And you had some involvement in the Kowalski matter, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Was it the situation, or do you recall the situation where Maya Kowalski was sheltered at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital at that time?
I do.
At the time, since Maya Kowalski was sheltered, was it required that any visitors, before they could visit Maya, have a background check run by DCF?
That is correct.
Okay. In addition to being involved in background checks, do you also recall a situation where Mr. Kowalski was visiting Maya in October, get the date here, October 24th of 2016, and you were requested to advise on what items could or could not be brought into the room?
I do.
Okay. And was that in your role as a supervisor for DCF?
Yes.
And did you specifically not allow in the razors?
That is correct.
And did you specifically not allow in the communion?
That is correct.
And was it your comment to, was it your concern with regard to the communion and your comment, therefore, that there was a concern there could be liquid ketamine on the communion?
That is correct.
At one point in time, was there an attempt or interest in transferring Maya to a medical foster home?
There was.
Okay. Can you explain what a medical foster home is?
Yes, that is a placement for a child to go where there is higher level of training in the medical field to be placed after a child is taken out of custody of their parents.
Okay. And is it your understanding, for whatever reason, that that did not occur?
Yeah, that did not occur.
All right. That would be it, Judge.
Any questions from the plaintiffs?
Just very briefly, extremely briefly.
Don't mind.
That's fine. Ms. Masika, my name is Nick Whitney. I represent the Kowalski family. I have a couple of emails of yours from October 24th and November 29th, 2016. Do you have emails with you this afternoon?
I had some things forwarded over to me, but not everything from the case prior to the deposition.
So let me ask you just specifically about these emails. I have an email from October 24th, 2016. From yourself to Cynthia Zangari, CC, and Kathy Beattie. Do you have access okay. to do you have access to that email as you sit there today?
No, I do not.
And secondly, I have an email here from yourself to Kathy Beattie from November 29th, 2016 at 10:59 p.m. Do you have access to that email as you sit there today?
No, I do not.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Ms. Masika, what I'm going to do is I'm going to place you into the waiting room. I'm going to let Attorney Fields remain, but I'm going to put you out of our presence, okay?
Okay.
The transcript should reflect that Ms. Masika is out of our presence.
So, Your Honor, I have two issues. First is my questions are directed that I want to refresh the witness's recollection, but without access to her emails, I'm left not able to do so. So on that basis, we'd like to either give some time to get these emails over to her or postpone her testimony to another day.
Well, and, Judge, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, can I hear the...
And yeah. Then secondly, I don't have a problem with the questions regarding the razors or the communion wafers. I do think the questions about transfer to medical foster care and that not occurring wades into the Chapter 39 issues in this case.
On the second aspect, the medical foster home issue.
Well, the reason I bring that up, Judge, is because the accusation against Ms. Beattie and her deposition was that she wanted to just put Maya in a foster care like it was some negative type thing. So I just wanted her to explain what a medical foster home is. It's not like
no, that's because too, of the aspersion. That's in Chapter 39. Okay. Discussions about medical foster care will be not allowed.
Okay.
Now, were there any other aspects of the proposed testimony?
The substance of the testimony, I don't think is problematic, so long as I have an opportunity to refresh a recollection, and that's,
well,
I thought the witnesses were provided with a
document. Can we do that right now, outside the presence of the jury?
Well, and Judge, because I think one of the emails he wants to refresh her memory about is about a situation that the court has already ruled is not admissible, so.
Okay. Well, the question of refreshing the recollection is a different question of whether the testimony is relevant. So I'm just asking from a, can we just put up on the screen right now those emails and she can read them outside the presence of the jury? And then she'll go first?
Sure.
Okay. So do either Mr. Reyes or Mr. is it Cottrell? Have the ability to put those up and let me bring in the witness.
You need to enable screen share.
I do, huh?
Can I see what you're going to show?
Yeah. That would be.
Try that.
Judge, I think if we show the court what he wants to refresh her memory with, we can have an order on it. Because I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay, well, bring the pieces of paper up first. Mr. Whitney, what is the topic or topics that you seek to go into?
That the source of information for Ms. Masika's...
Mr. Reyes?
Yes, Your Honor.
Someone's... I'm hearing feedback, and I think you were the most recent one to sign on, so...
I fixed that before I logged in.
Okay.
Do you still hear it?
Right this second, I do not.
Yes.
Mr. Whitney.
Yes, Your Honor. I want to, with, there's another one in front of you there, Your Honor, on behind the screen. Oh. So with 21236106 and 611, it's that the source of information for Ms. Masika's interactions with the hospital was Ms. Beattie, that having refreshed her recollection, Ms. Beattie characterized phone calls as damaging for the child, and that Ms. Beattie suggested to Lindsay Masika that Beata could not discuss pain or pain medications with her daughter, and to point out that the shelter order retained medical decision-making with the parents. That's the basis of my questions to 610-611.
Those questions don't go to the issue that I've previously said is the issue that's going to be going to the jury. So I don't see how those questions are relevant.
Which issue, Your Honor? I'm sorry.
As to whether there was a delegation. The fact that Ms. Beattie was talking to DCF is besides the point. That was the process for the Chapter 39. So that's not any problem, and I've been pretty consistent with that. So let's move on to your questions with respect to 2123-6.1.
I thought the issues with the phone calls were related to the intentional infliction claim.
Tell me the specific question you want to ask.
That Ms. Beattie was listening in on the phone calls and characterizing them to Ms. Masika as damaging for the child.
The question of whether she was listening on the phone call is relevant. The characterization damaging to the child is not.
And so
then I would alter my questioning with respect to that 6106.
Perhaps we can ask her in proffer whether she has a recollection of whether Ms. Beattie was listening on the phone calls.
Well, Judge, I think it has to be very careful. This is not the same phone call the jury heard. That was November 15th, 2016. And I don't want this to be confused and the jury thinks that this is referring to the November 15th call that we've had so much testimony about. This is a November 29th, 2016 call.
So be very specific as to the date, and then in proffer we'll ask her, and if she needs to be refreshed with as to whether it was that day or not, then we can show this email. But I don't want the substance of the email being discussed as part of an answer.
I understand.
So let's move on to the other exhibit, which is 2123-032.
Yes, Your Honor. Now, this is an email exchange between Lindsay Masika and Kathy Beattie. And my questions are going to center around...
First off, who is Cynthia Zangari?
That's great question.
Z-A-N-G-A-R-I.
She was the CPI. One of the CPIs was referenced in Ms. Nita's testimony earlier.
And you have Ms. Beattie CC'd here on this email. So defense counsel's questions centered around the decision to not allow the razors. But you'll see at the bottom of this email, there's a whole host of things that were being provided.
Oh, I was going to get into what was, I'm sorry if I left that out. I was going to ask her what was provided, what was allowed in, if that's the question.
And so then I was going to ask her a question about who, you can see there in the primary paragraph, who was she deferring to at the hospital to weigh in on these decisions? And she's asking directly Kathy Beattie. So she's seeking input of Kathy Beattie before making any decisions. And then I was going to ask her, based on this, who is Jen? I don't know who Jen is, but there's authorization here from Jen to let the communion wafers in. So I wanted to ask her that question.
Judge, first of all, the email that asked Kathy Beattie is from Cynthia Zangari, not from Lindsay Masika. And then it goes up the chain, and Lindsay Masika is the one, do you have all the email there? Because Lindsay Masika then is the one that says no. What if they put ketamine on the communion? And she's the one that decides it can't come in. They're trying to imply that Ms. Beattie had some decision-making about this, and this was DCF all the way.
I mean, it says here, Kathy, are these items okay? I want to ask this question if they were deferring to Kathy Beattie.
That line of questioning I don't think is appropriate, so no. So we'll bring back in Ms. Masika, and you can ask her in proffer about, was it November 29th question, whether Kathy Beattie was on that phone call or whether Kathy Beattie said she was on the phone call or whatever you're going to ask her.
For purposes of the proffer outside of these emails, I'd like to ask a line of questions about other items that were taken away from Maya Kowalski and whether she had any involvement.
That's fine, but, you know, those other issues are not going to go into the jury, but if you want to do that within proffer, that's fine. But let's do it now so we don't have the jury waiting, okay? I'm going to bring Ms. Masika back in.
So when we're going to be able to show her this email?
Well, let's see if she needs it first. Hi, Ms. Masika. This is Judge Carroll again. We're going to have a few more questions. The jury is still not in our presence, okay? Mr. Whitney is going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Hi again.
Hello.
My first question is, do you recall email correspondence between yourself and Catherine Beatty and others on November 29th, 2016, regarding a phone call between Beata and Maya?
I recall having emails between everyone. I just wouldn't be able to say the specific dates without it in front of me.
Would it refresh your recollection if I showed you that email?
Sure.
Yeah, let's.
Judge, I think the ultimate question was going to be asked as opposed to.
We're in proffer. Let's just put up the email and let's move on. Okay, let's put up 2123-610.
Yeah, I wasn't saying to put it up in front of the jury. Ms. Masika, if you would take a moment and review your email back at the top and then Ms. Beatty's email, at least the first part of it below, and let us know when you're done.
Okay. Okay.
Ms. Masika, was it apparent to you that Ms. Beatty was monitoring the phone calls between Beata and Maya?
Objection to.
Okay, you can answer that.
Yes.
Other questions you might have in proper?
Ms. Masika, there were certain items that you approved and certain others that you disapproved. Those were discussed with Johns Hopkins counsel a moment ago. For example, you disapproved the razors and ultimately the communion wafers. Do you recall approving things like deodorant, body wash, nail polish remover, nail file, earrings, chapstick?
Yes, I do.
As a general rule, did you allow toiletries and items for Maya's care in the hospital in?
Yes.
Was there ever a point where you disallowed shampoo?
Not to my recollection, no.
Was there ever a point where you became involved in disallowing a Tommy Hilfiger Christmas dress?
No, sir.
Was there ever a point you became involved in disallowing chocolate cake?
No, sir.
Was there ever a point you became involved that you disallowed rosary beads for Maya Kowalski?
No, sir.
Did you ever disallow a prayer book for Maya Kowalski?
No.
That ends the proffer.
Anything else, Ms. Gross?
No, proffer, just some arguments.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room. We'll call you back in just a couple minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the transcript should reflect Ms. Masika is out of our presence.
Judge, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Judge, despite the court telling counsel that it'd be specific on the time, he's again trying to blur the lines. And he just said, are you aware of Kathy Beatty monitoring the phone calls? It has to be date specific. They're going to try and imply that that's a November 15th call.
No.
I'm confident Mr. Whitney is going to use the specific date when he asks the question.
Well, he didn't on the proffer. That's why.
Well, she had the email in front of her, but I will triple check. I'm circling it. I'm starring it. I will use the date.
Anything else?
No.
Now, on the last bit of questions about the rosary beads and all that, any further statements about?
Well, the point of this testimony from defense counsel's perspective is to shift the blame for items that were kept away from Maya Kowalski to DCF. So we need to be allowed to explore and highlight for the jury that, yes, that may be true of some items, but that's not true for the items that I just went through there with Ms. Masika.
Ms. Gross, I'm telling you that the questions that Mr. Whitney just asked and that explanation is gaining traction with me. So why shouldn't he, being okay. Mr. Whitney, be able to ask those questions?
I'm not objecting to those
questions. Okay, you can ask those questions.
Thank you.
Anything else before we bring the jury in and Ms. Masika?
One second, Judge.
Your Honor?
You've cleared your other problems, too.
I would like to stop sharing, but it appears that that's not even an option for me. I was able to share the document or share my screen, but now I can't unshare it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me do this. Did that do it?
Still. I'm going to exit the meeting and then pop back in.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, hold on a second. Let me just disable your rights to share.
Thank you.
Judge, before.
That fixed it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so really we don't need to show her any documents.
That's correct.
Okay. Ms. Gross.
Yes. Before this witness, we wanted to play a five-second snippet from Mr. Kowalski's deposition. If it's going to mess up with the setup,
it's going to mess up the setup.
Then we'll just do this, Judge. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but
I understand. That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to just bring in Ms. Masika. I'll tell the jury that I've already put her under oath. Okay. Let's bring in the jury, please. And Ms. Masika, I'm bringing in the jury right now. I'm going to tell them that you are under oath.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just take a moment for the jury to come in. Welcome. Everyone, please be seated. So, do you have a good lunch on Friday?
Yes.
I want to confirm while you're away on lunch, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did no investigation and you received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And that you did not observe any sort of media accounts about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
And that no one approached you about this case. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, our next witness is going to be by Zoom. I have already administered the oath to her, so she will be testifying under oath. Ms. Crowells, if you could please call your next witness.
Yes, the defense will call Lindsay Masika.
Okay, and you may proceed when ready, Ms. Crowells.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes. Would you go ahead and state your name for the record, please?
Yes, it's Lindsay Masika.
I've said your name wrong. I'm so sorry. Masika.
That's okay.
Ms. Masika, what is your current employment?
I am a therapist.
Okay. Prior to being a therapist and back in 2016, did you work for DCF as a CPI investigator or CPI supervisor?
Yes, I did.
And what does CPI stand for?
Child Protective Investigator.
Okay. And how long did you work for CPI?
Approximately 6 to 7 years.
Okay. And was that back in 2013 until 2019?
Yes.
Okay. So back in 2016, you were a supervisor for CPI?
Correct.
And that's part of DCF?
Correct.
All right. And at that point in time, did you have some involvement with the Kowalski matter, the Maya Kowalski matter?
I did.
Okay. And with respect to that, you understood back in October of 2016, when you were involved, that Maya Kowalski was sheltered under DCF custody, but remained at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital.
That is correct.
Okay. And as a result of Maya being sheltered, was it required by DCF that any visitors had to have background checks be conducted before they could visit Maya?
That is correct.
Okay. And were you involved in communicating with Mr. Kowalski about that?
Yes.
And did you, in fact, did you do the background check, or was that assigned to someone else?
That could have been a combined effort once we get the individuals, we submit the request.
Okay. And the individuals would have names would have to be submitted to you by Mr. Kowalski, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And regardless of their position in life, whether they were a teacher, a priest, a baker, whatever they were, they had to be approved and vetted by DCF before they could see Maya, correct?
Come forward for just a second, and I'm going to place my microphone on mute to you, Ms. How do you say your last name again?
Massica.
Ms. Massica. Okay. Hey, Ms. Massica, I think you need to unmute yourself. Thank you. I'm going to sustain the objection. You don't need to answer that question.
All right, Ms. Massica, do you remember back on October 24th, 2016, around the time being involved in determining what items could be brought into Maya Kowalski's room by her father?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And specifically, was it you that made the decision that the razors could not be brought in?
That is correct.
Okay. Was it also your determination that the communion could not be brought in?
That is correct.
And was that because of your stated concern by you that there might be liquid ketamine on the communion?
That is correct.
Okay. And that's on behalf of DCF, correct? That you made that statement?
That is correct.
All right. You did allow some item in though, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just ask you, do you recall that you allowed in the body wash?
Yes.
The earrings, the nail polish remover, a computer lab workbook,
yes.
Nail file. Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yep.
Chapstick and deodorant, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Whitney is going to have some questions now.
Good afternoon. Ms. Massica, have you had the opportunity to review an email between yourself and Ms. Kathy Beatty from November 29th, 2016?
Yes, just today.
Was Ms. Beatty your point of contact at the hospital?
She was.
Was it apparent to you upon reviewing the email discussing the phone conversation between Beata Kowalski and Maya Kowalski from November 29th, 2016, that Ms. Beatty was monitoring or listening in on the phone calls?
Object to the form, Your Honor.
Overruled, you can answer it.
Yes.
I want to move to those items that you disallowed and that you allowed in your role. To be clear, you excluded from Maya Kowalski the razors. Is that right?
That is correct.
And I wanted to clarify on the communion. When communion was discussed, what you excluded were communion wafers, correct?
That is correct.
Generally, and defense counsel just read the list there, you let in things like deodorant, body wash, nail polish remover, chapstick, a nail file. Was it your general policy to allow in items that were for Maya Kowalski's health, well-being, bath needs, etc.?
Yes.
Was there ever a time where you disallowed shampoo for Maya Kowalski?
No.
Was there ever a time that you disallowed chocolate cake from Maya Kowalski?
Oh, my computer froze, sir.
I think we saw that, yes. I'll repeat my question. Was there ever a time that you disallowed chocolate cake?
No.
Was there ever a time that you became involved in excluding from Maya Kowalski her Tommy Hilfiger Christmas dress?
No.
Did you ever disallow Maya Kowalski to have her prayer book?
No.
Did you ever disallow Maya Kowalski from having her rosary beads?
No.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Just briefly, Your Honor.
Yes, ma'am.
First, the phone call that was referenced in the November 29th email was a phone call on November 29th, 2016, correct? That was...
I don't recall. I just read that now.
With respect to outside food, was it also... was DCF also monitoring whether or not outside food could be brought into
Objection.
Maya's room?
Foundation, predicate, speculation.
You can answer that question.
Can you repeat the question for me?
Sure. Was it also a fact that DCF would be monitoring outside food and whether or not outside food could be brought into Maya?
I believe we were monitoring any items that were in and out of the hospital for Maya.
Okay. Your Honor, can we approach briefly?
Yes. Ms. Messica, can you still hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm going to give an instruction to the jury. Members of the jury, the parties have agreed that the telephone call being referenced just now occurred on November 29th, 2016. Anything further, Ms. Crowells?
No, Your Honor.
Anything further, Mr. Whitney?
Not this time.
Now, don't go anywhere, Ms. Messica, because the jury might have questions. So just give me a second. And yes, there's going to be jury questions. So I'm going to put you back on mute, ma'am. You will not be able to hear us.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Messica, I've got a series of questions from the jury. I'm able to ask all of them but one.
Okay.
Why did you let computer workbook in when you did not let her have her laptop?
I don't recall there being a specific reason between one or the other.
Okay. Next question. Was the communion wine or crackers in a sealed package?
That I don't recall.
Next question. Did anyone ever test the outside food for ketamine if they were worried that ketamine was being placed in those items?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Ms. Crowells, anything in follow-up from the jurors' questions?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Whitney.
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Messica, please correct me if I'm wrong. Are you in Sarasota as you sit there?
No, I'm in Bradenton.
Bradenton. And is that where your office was in 2016?
No, my office was in Sarasota or Arcadia or Northport.
And at the time of Maya Kowalski's sheltering, did you go to Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital on any occasion?
No, I did not.
And is that the reason you don't have knowledge as to the status of the communion wafers, whether they were sealed or whether food was tested?
That would make sense, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's more questions from Ms. Crowells and I think the jury as well.
No, Your Honor. Okay. Wait.
Okay, so looks like I've got a couple more questions coming from the jury, so I'm going to place you back on mute, okay?
Okay.
That was it?
I thought there were two sheets.
Nope, just one sheet this time. Ms. Messica, can you hear us again?
Yes.
Great. Did you have an assigned single contact at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
It wasn't specifically assigned, but I did speak majority with the social worker, Kathy Beatty.
Did more than one Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital employee contact you, and who were they?
I don't recall. I could have spoken with nurses, but I can't, without seeing, you know, my notes or files from the investigation, be able to clearly answer that.
Thank you. Ms. Crowell, is anything further?
Just briefly, Judge.
Ms. Crowell.
So you testified that you didn't get over to the hospital, but do you recall Ms. Niehaus was working and at the hospital assisting with supervised visions with Mr. Kowalski?
Yeah, she was employed by the Safe Children's Coalition. She was doing visitations.
Okay. And do you recall that she was the one on that October, it was 26th date, when the question came up with regard to the communion and what could be let in and what could not be let out of the room?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Nothing further.
Anything else from the jury? Seeing none, may Ms. Massica be released from all subpoenas?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. I'm gonna go ahead and turn it off for you. You're free to go.
Thank okay, you. Thank you.
Bye now. Debbie DiMizio, can I have you fix that? Thank you.
Can we approach her?
Sure.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at LEGENDZ.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.